This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, August 8th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Dems to McCarthy, layoff snap. EPA sued over E15 in action. House Ag Dems say farm bill must be left to committee. Democrats on the House Ag Committee are warning House Speaker Kevin McCarthy that additional GOP attempts to tighten SNAP eligibility could jeopardize passage of a farm bill. A letter to McCarthy, led by House Ag Ranking Member David Scott, calls on the Speaker to honor by supporting the bill that ultimately comes out of the committee. The Democrats say the failure to pass the initial House version of the 2014 and 2018 farm bills caused a great deal of anxiety in rural America. That could happen again this year as a result of the partisan SNAP politics, the Democrats say. The continued threat of making additional changes to SNAP eligibility or benefits is not helpful and even undermines Chairman Glenn Thompson as he works with his Democratic and Republican membership to bring a bipartisan farm bill out of the Agriculture Committee, the lawmakers write. Now keep in mind, the debt ceiling agreement that McCarthy reached with President Biden in May increased the maximum age for SNAP work requirements to 54, but added exemptions for the homeless, veterans, and young adults who have left the foster care system. Now, don't miss this. House Ag Committee Republican Kat Kamick, the Florida Republican, warned the sugar industry yesterday that there's likely to be a wide-open amendment process on the House floor. If so, that could open the bill to just the kind of proposals the Democrats are worried about. You can read further remarks from Kamick at AgriPulse.com. Corn condition improves slightly. The USDA's reporting some slight improvement in the U.S. corn crop. Some 57% of acres are now rated good to excellent, up from 55% last week, according to the USDA's weekly crop progress report. Likewise, 54% of the soybean crop is good to excellent. That's compared to 52% this time last week. States seek to force EPA action on year-round E15. The attorneys general of Iowa and Nebraska are suing EPA to force it to finalize action on a request from 8 governors to allow year-round sales of E15. EPA proposed regulations in March that would allow summertime sales of E15 next year in the Midwest states. Ethanol groups say time is needed to ensure investments and coordination can be made ahead of next summer. We have strongly encouraged EPA to finalize the rule before the end of this summer, and we're hopeful that the action taken by Iowa and Nebraska will help break the logjam and cause EPA to complete the process as soon as possible. That's the word of Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score adds, quote, "Last summer, American families found savings ranging from 16 cents to nearly a dollar a gallon by filling up with E15. Studies have also shown that E15 not only saves money at the pump, it delivers immediate benefits in the fight against particulate matter, carbon monoxide, and smog-forming pollutants." We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA puts $30 million into modernizing school meal facilities. New funding from USDA could help rural schools upgrade kitchens and improve the quality of their food. Deputy Agriculture Secretary Sochil Torres-Small yesterday announced a partnership between Action for Healthy Kids and the USDA's Healthy Meals Incentives Program that will allow 264 school districts across 44 states to receive as much as $150,000 each to modernize meal operations. USDA is putting $30 million into the initiative. Why it could matter? Well, the funding will help small school rural district in Texas offer a new hot meal option, as well as add refrigeration for fresh fruit and vegetables at a steam table. Our goals are to make the meal more attractive to students, to engage our students in the menu planning and even tasting of different meals, and then feature more agricultural products. That the word of David Edison, superintendent of the Aquila, Texas School District. School districts will begin implementing their projects during the coming school year. AMS looking for grain inspection advisory committee members. USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service needs new members for its Grain Inspection Advisory Committee. AMS is asking for nominations for the 15-member committee, which meets at least once a year to advise the agency on programs and services it delivers under the U.S. Grain Standards Act. Protein powder company fined for air and wastewater discharges. A protein powder manufacturer has agreed to pay a $2.9 million fine for air and wastewater discharges at its Delhi, New York manufacturing facility and spend another $1.4 million to reduce its discharges of heated water to the Delaware River. Half of the fine will go to New York State. Friesland Campina Ingredients North America failed to get its air permit modified when it installed a new emission unit in 2013, which resulted in the plant emitting excessive amounts of toluene, Department of Justice said. This settlement will result in a 95% reduction of toluene emissions into the air, as well as significant reductions in discharges of pollutants into the West Branch of the Delaware River, which is a drinking water source, EPA Regional Administrator Lisa F. Garcia says. Well, here's today's They Said It. Our nation's hungry, and those who grow their food deserve a bipartisan farm bill to address their needs. That House Ag Democrats in the letter to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of California. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, August 8th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.